Hello, this is Veronica Entwistle with Paradigm Shifters, and our paradigm shifter today is shifting paradigms like mad on our planet, and she's young, she's been through a lot, and she has a lot to teach us all about essential oils, those magical things that we hear about, and I've never actually studied them. So welcome to the show, Holly Zucchino.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm really good, and I'm very excited. I've been going through this wonderful book, this huge catalog, and all the information that's in the Essential Oils catalog. I'll get the official title here, Desk Reference.
And oh, I love that book.
Yeah,
it's
and it looks
pretty
like,
official. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes us through. Now, here I'm thinking things smell nice, right? That's
right.
Pretty basic and simple. Oh, I want to say, by the way, that Holly also has her own yoga studio called Be Unlimited, and you do what you call aroma yoga, so she's even using it in the physical world there. That's pretty exciting to me.
It is exciting. People really are drawn to it, and I've seen a lot of healings happen with these oils and yoga.
Well, let's start off with, first of all, let's tell people who you are. How did you get into essential oils, and then what are they anyway?
Okay, well, basically, I'm Holly. My name is Holly Zucchino, and I'm 35 years old. I have been using the oils for about 10 years now, and I got introduced to them in kind of a funny way. It was actually an accident. I was in my 20s, and I was wild and crazy and looking for some kind of spiritual connection. And so it brought me to this beautiful bookstore that I nicknamed the Angel Bookstore because it had all the books on alternative healing methods and angels and crystals, and it just really opened the door for me to want to find my spiritual path. I have a Christian upbringing, but, you know, to me, spirituality now is a little bit different than religion.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's kind of where I started. And I signed up for this meditation class. And I showed up for my very first meditation class, and sure enough, walked through the meditation, and then there was another presenter immediately following the meditation. And it was Susan Hall, who is now literally my spiritual mother.
Aww.
And she had the oils. And it was so funny, Veronica, because at first I was so resistant. I thought, oh, I don't have time for this. I didn't sign up for this. I thought, this isn't what I came here for. I came here for a meditation. What are these things? And she opened up her case of oils. She opened up a bottle of peppermint. And the moment I smelled and felt this oil on my body, I was hooked.
Did it actually melt your resistance? You know what I mean? It's like the essence does something. Does it actually move?
Well, the essence does. And I've learned that with my use of the oils is it definitely lowers your resistance. It lowers, you know, yeah, because they're healing.
Mm.
Because they carry a vibration with them. It's a really high vibration that these oils carry. They're it's liquid nutrients from plants.
Mm.
It's what keeps the plant healthy and alive. And we are lucky enough to be able to use these in a bottle. Like,
well, so
you know,
what you're saying is the scent itself moves, which we all know. Smell moves, right? And it's carrying frequencies that are healing. Is that right?
Carrying frequencies that are healing, but it also works. Of course, the frequencies are healing. But it also works in a more medical way as well. And I'll describe that to you later.
Okay.
But immediately, yeah. So immediately, I felt a difference, and I just thought. I mean, I even asked her right at that moment on the spot. I said, can I buy some of these from you right now? And she said, no, these aren't for sale. These are mine, but I'm happy to sign you up. So that's where I discovered the oils. And since, over the last 10 years, Susan Hall has literally become a spiritual guide for me and a spiritual mother.
Well, and we had Susan on the show not that long ago, and she's written a book for people who haven't experienced her yet, the book's called Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, and she was a wonderfully intriguing interview as well. That's how I got to know you, Holly.
And that's how we met, yes. And Susan is a blessing, and the oils have blessed her life immensely. And when she first introduced me to them, she told me some of the miracles and some of the healings she experienced from the oils. And that further intrigued me into thinking, well, what can I experience? What are these oils going to do for me? So I began using them. I signed up and I began using them, and I just used them. When I say use them, there's several ways you can use the oils. You can inhale them.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them on your body, on your skin directly.
Do you have to have a diffuser? Can you just put a little bit in hot?
They have a diffuser if you just want to diffuse them in the air, and I'll talk about how that works as well.
Okay.
A little bit later. But I just started using them. I just started putting them on my body and incorporating them into my daily life. And I started noticing shifts.
Hmm.
I started noticing shifts in my preferences for certain things in my life. So I started to notice that I chose healthier alternatives. I started to choose healthier, let's just say products,
mm-hmm.
because then all of a sudden perfumes didn't smell as good to me. All of a sudden perfumes smelled really chemical and fake.
Okay.
So I started putting all those heavy perfumes aside, and then I started using oils. And from there, I started being, you know, I read a little bit about them, learned a little bit more about them. And then instead of choosing Advil for headaches, I would grab my peppermint oil.
And that works for headaches?
For headaches.
Hmm.
And then instead of choosing Benadryl for my allergies, I would choose lavender. And lavender is really good as a natural antihistamine.
Hmm.
So I just started making these choices that were small little shifts that ended up really helping me grow into a different person. So I'd like to share, obviously, some of my stories about the oils in my life. But I also kind of want to talk a little bit about the kind of oils and how they work. Is that okay?
That's wonderful. But I just want to say one kind of interesting thing. I was staying in an apartment recently because I'm sort of bouncing around. I'm doing little sublets and stuff. And people were all in a synod in this building because somebody upstairs had bed bugs. And they're pretty, a lot of people are doing international travel, and it's pretty easy for those to just, even if you're clean, to show up in different places. So it was, I didn't have the quality of essential oils that you have, but I immediately looked up essential oils and bugs. And just what you said about lavender, I learned, and the thieves oil and various things like that, I learned that we just need to have enough of that radiance or aroma in and around the bed and wherever, you know, even just so electrical wall outlets. And it will prevent them. They can't stand it. They will go away. They run away screaming.
Yeah. And did it? And so you used your oils for the bed bugs?
Yeah, and I never did get bed bugs.
And you never got them?
No, I didn't get them at all. But what we did, the whole ground floor where I was staying at the time, we all got really into learning that, oh, we can offset these. It doesn't have to be huge chemical poisons, you know.
Isn't that lovely? I love to hear
And it made me laugh.
With oils.
Yeah. It was
and it
funny.
What?
And it made me laugh.
It's funny, right? You wouldn't think of like a tiny little bottle of oil doing something that, you know, you always associated with chemicals or, yeah, there's a lot of these bugs are definitely bug repellents.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So keep talking because I'm hooked. I'm like, okay, let's go here.
Okay, cool. So perfect. I'll just talk a little bit about why I use Young Living oils and kind of like the difference between Young Living and any other oil company out there. Young Living has been around for 20 years, and I knew immediately when I smelled and felt these oils that they were pure and that the energy behind them was pure and that the vibration of the oils was very high. You can just feel them the second you put them on. You just begin to feel better. And actually, I watched your video on your website, and it was talking about how to shift from being in a bad mood or being in the dumps into feeling happy.
Hmm.
And the first thing I thought of was, oh, I would just inhale my oils.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's another one that can help your mood shift is using your oils and just smelling them, putting them in your hands and inhaling them. But Young Living oils are... they have a guarantee. So from the way that the seed is planted into the earth, from the way that it's the weeding is done by hand, the way that it's harvested and distilled, and it's tested in these laboratories, it means that it's 100% therapeutic grade.
Okay.
So when you have an oil that's 100% therapeutic grade, it is very potent, it's very strong, and you have to know how to use them. And that's why you can't sell essential oils in the Young Living essential oils in the store. You know, there's a lot of education that you need to be able to use these. And it's okay, because you can just order the oils. And as you see in your book that you get, it's just kind of like a reference. It tells you safety precautions and kind of how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to know that you're using really powerful medicinal oils.
Yeah, a person wouldn't think that if you smell something too much or if you put it on your skin, it could actually burn you if you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think that until you experience it. And I don't really think inhaling it, I don't think there's really a risk with that, but I definitely know that certain oils applied on the skin can feel hot or have reactions with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to put a citrus oil on and go in the sun. So there's just different things you need to, you know, just be aware of, and it's easy to learn. But, you know, Young Living, the oils are pure. And if you think about what an essential oil is, I mean, Veronica, like you said earlier, a lot of us just think, oh, it's something that smells good. You know, that's kind of like our first thought or our first association.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these Young Living essential oils are literally natural medicine.
Hmm.
So these are, if you think about what they are, these oils are literally the lifeblood of the plant. We're extracting and using what makes these plants healthy and strong.
The essence.
And it's mm-hmm. the essence of the plant, the mm-hmm. lifeblood, literally. And we're putting it in a bottle, and we're able to use it. And it's actually, you know, a lot of pharmaceutical medicines are basing most of their, you know, most of their compounds are based on plants.
Mm-hmm.
So plants are, you know, the source, our first source of natural medicine. And we're getting those in a bottle, and we're getting those undiluted, unadulterated, and potent. So what you begin to learn about these oils is that it's not just about something that smells good, even though they do smell really good. It's about them being natural medicine, and you're able to use them on your body in a way that helps you heal. So there's a few different ways you can use them. Because Young Living is so pure, you can actually ingest the oils.
You mean you can put them in, you can drink them as well as wear them,
You can
huh?
drink them. You can put them in capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And they already have some products that are in capsule form, so you don't have to do it yourself. It's not messy. But you can ingest them. And what the reason they work when you ingest them and you take them into your body is because the molecular structure of these oils is very similar to human blood.
Hmm.
So these oils actually have the ability to permeate our cell walls and bring in those vital nutrients and oxygen that our cells need. So they're very high in antioxidants. They're very high on the ORAC scale, which is their ability to neutralize free radicals. A lot of the oils really help fight cancer and tumors. So we're actually talking about taking your health back into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with something simple, like incorporating it into a daily routine. You know, when you wake up and brush your teeth, put on your oil. You know, I have a protocol that I do every day, and it really just helps me feel grounded and centered for the day, and that's it.
Well, now, if you're going to look into, for example, homeopathics, you get a constitutional that's your own personal source energy, your own personal essence. Is that so with essential living oils as well?
So,
or how do you decide what you put on in the morning?
Yeah, it's actually, I just go with what I'm drawn to.
Okay.
So I could give you a few oils that I know most people love and use, and one of them is Valor. And
okay.
Valor essential oil is really good for depression. It's really good for anxiety. When you inhale Valor, it helps release feel-good hormones. You know, because when we talk about aromatherapy, so we talked about how ingesting them helps by carrying and transporting those nutrients to our cells. But let's talk about how it works when you inhale them. So when you inhale an essential oil, it affects the limbic region of your brain.
Hmm.
And that's the region of your brain that controls your hormones, that controls your moods. And it can actually help send out feel-good hormones, sends out releasing, you know, sometimes it's negativity that needs to be released. Sometimes it can help you release anger or fear or grief. And then in turn, you can start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it does happen that you'll have an emotional release with essential oils when you put them on your body or when you inhale them. And I've seen it happen numerous times where you release. Sometimes people have tears stream down their face when they use these oils. It can be that immediate.
So does that mean that if you use it regularly, that reaction will stop and you'll reinforce the original balance?
Like the positivity?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it depends on how much you have to work through. And I'm not saying everybody reacts the same. You know,
of course
you're gonna
not.
React.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, everyone has a personal constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if there's something that is going on in your life that's traumatic and that you have it bottled up and you have this oil and start to inhale it, it can help release those things. It can help release trauma and negativity.
Sent me Sarah, which is a compound or complex?
Mm-hmm. It's a blend, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us how that one works, because it says something about abuse. I can't remember all that I read about it.
So Sarah, if you don't mind giving me just a second, I'll look it up in my book and I'll give you...
I just think it's very, very interesting, and there's so many people that have had various kinds of abuse, and I thought, it's a good one to refer to, I think, okay?
I really like that you asked about that one, because... it's funny, you know, that's the one that I chose to send to you. I know that, you know, it's a really deep oil, mm-hmm. but it works. So I just wanted to give you the definition. So Sarah is a specific blend that enables one to relax into a mental state to facilitate the release of trauma from sexual and or ritual abuse. Sarah also helps unlock other traumatic experiences such as physical and emotional abuse. And the ingredients, there's different ingredients in this blend that talk about how this oil works, basically how different oils help reduce depression, how geranium releases negative memories, openings and elevating the mind. Lavender is relaxing and grounding. So it really does have these different elements, constitutions working together to help these releases.
Well, you know, in my work, so much of my work, I find that most illnesses have a locked-in emotional content. And if you can get that moved, you can really help. So
absolutely.
I have this very – this is. I'm also quite funny, and I'm playful with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So you sent me Sarah, as I already said to everyone.
Yeah.
But I have this funny – it's almost like a little buckled bone up in my collarbone. So I thought, well, somewhere along the way – it's an abuse thing. I had a lot of physical, right? So every day I put a little Sarah right on that bone.
love that.
It hasn't changed yet, but I thought if I say it out loud and something happens one day, I can get back on and say what happened, you know?
Yeah, you can create that intention for the oil. And that's a really good, I really like that you said that, because creating an intention for your healing is important. And I know that if you're a therapist, you know, creating that intention behind your use for the oil is important. So, like, I intend to release this pain using my peppermint, or I intend to release any negativity or whatever it might be. It's important to create an intention, for sure.
Yeah, to unlock whatever the mystery is behind this funny bump.
Yeah, right? Reveal it to me.
Yeah.
When I'm ready. Yeah. Only when I'm ready, though, right?
But I do find it's playful. It's also, this sort of thing is playful. It smells good. It's beautiful. All these things that you're talking about. So keep talking.
Well, I'll tell you some of maybe my personal experiences that will make you smile. So
I'd love that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. So I'll tell you, we talked a little bit about how the oils work on, you know, more of a scientific level, and I'll talk to you about how they work more energetically.
Okay.
So I have a theory, and so does Susan. It was her theory first, and then I realized she was absolutely right, but the oils helped me meet my soulmate. And
how does that work? Oh, wow. We want to know about that.
So, okay, we'll just go back. So about 8 years ago, as I was starting to use these oils, and I told you I was starting to make better choices and go away from more toxic situations, and some of those situations are relationships,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
So I was in these, I was in these codependent, horrible relationships, one after the other, and I started using my oils. Well, I met this guy that I absolutely adored, and we had this first weekend plan to get away and go skiing in the mountains. So this nice romantic little thing in Vail, and he went before me with his family, and I was going to go meet up with him. And keep in mind, we were just dating, like maybe a week or two. So, you know, nothing serious. So I get a phone call 2 days into his trip, and it was his family calling to tell me that he broke his back.
Oh, my gosh.
He shattered his L3 vertebrae, and there were spikes of his bone going through his vertebrae into his stomach. Like, basically, they didn't know if he was going to walk again.
Oh, my.
So, of course, here I am, concerned and heartbroken and sad and wanting to go see him. So I stuck with my plan. I got on the plane, and I went to Vail. And I showed up at the hospital room, and sure enough, this guy that I was going to spend this romantic weekend with that I adored was laid up in a hospital bed, not able to move, with a broken back, not even knowing he was going to walk.
Wow.
And, I mean, what do you do in a situation like this? So what kind of comfort could I bring to that situation, to someone who had been through something so traumatic? And the only thing I knew was my oils. So I brought my oils with me, and I got out the oils that I knew were good for tissue regeneration, for healing ligaments, for healing tendons, for pain relief. And I got a washcloth, and I gave him a sponge bath, and I just started to apply these oils to his body in the spots that I knew, you know, were tender or bruised. Obviously, I couldn't touch, you know, the spots that were, you know, open wounds and stuff like that. But
was it a little overwhelming for you? Because that's pretty heavy, man.
It was heavy. Oh, my goodness, it was heavy. I mean, I was laying in a hospital bed next to this guy, like, you know, while he was on constant pain drip, a morphine drip. I mean, it was very traumatic. And that was the only thing I could think of to comfort him. And sure enough, the second I started putting the oils on him, you know, he perked up a little bit. He started to, you know, maybe lighten up just a little. You know, I'm not going to say it, you know, healed him right that moment, but it definitely brought something where I could nurture him. I could touch him. I could anoint him and start to, you know, connect with him in a healing way. And, you know, then a month later when he came home in a wheelchair and had to rehab, I gave him the oils, and sure enough, he used these oils with every time he had pain. He had Panaway and peppermint by his bedside at all times.
What was it, Panaway?
Panaway. Mm-hmm. It's created for traumas and injuries and helping heal your body. So, and it's a pain reliever. So that's my story on how I was able to connect with my husband and really help him. You know, obviously at the time he was just a guy I was dating, but it really did help form a bond. And he always remembered the fact that I was there and that I comforted him. And I had more than just words. I had actual, you know, something I could actually give him and do for him.
Some potions. Does he still respect the oils?
He loves them.
Good.
He loves the oils. He absolutely loves them. Oh, yeah. And now
tell me this. What about romance? I mean, does it bring out, can the oils bring up romance in people who aren't, you know, all broken at the time? But do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Feeling the romance.
Absolutely. Joy is such a beautiful romantic oil. Just applying it to your heart immediately shifts your energy, immediately shifts your consciousness, and it does bring about romance. It helps you feel more playful. It helps you feel a little bit less stressed. It's definitely, I love that oil. And I think they have one specifically for romance. Well, you know, ylang ylang is supposed to be for an aphrodisiac and romance. So, yes, there's definitely oils you can use.
That's great to know, isn't it? Yeah. So more stories, that was a beautiful
story. So more stories. So now I have, now that we've been together 8 years, now I have a little boy. And my little boy, Sebastian, he's the light of my life, and he's 6 years old. Well, I've been using these oils on him since he was a baby. I mean, he's been raised with these oils. So there's a technique called the raindrop technique. And you can look that up on the website. I'll give you the website in a little bit. And I give those to him when he's sick. So instead of, you know, of course, like every new mom, when he was first born and started getting ear infections or started getting sick, I would take him to the doctor and get him, they would give him the antibiotics. And after a while, I thought, well, I was just here last month getting antibiotics. And I realized that what they were giving me was not working.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have automatically turned to my oils. But of course, you know, I was just kind of new and wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing. And now I don't
think it's scary when you're a mom, because you're afraid if you do something unusual, you're messing up your baby. Yeah.
I mean, all you know is what you've been taught your whole life, which is go to the doctor. And I thought, what am I doing? Why am I not using my oils? So now anytime he gets sick, whether it be a flu, whether it be a cold, whether it be an ear infection, my oils cure it. Hmm. He doesn't go to the doctor anymore.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It makes me feel so good that I don't have to go say, oh, I need another round of antibiotics for my six-year-old. Like, no, I don't.
So what about behavioral things or concentration or rashes or...
Yes, so there's so many different uses for so many different oils. You can use oils from everything from skin conditions. Lavender is your oil, your go-to oil for anything for skin. Okay. Cuts, scrapes, burns, bites. Anything, lavender will soothe it and heal it, and you don't have to dilute it. For concentration and memory, peppermint is so good for that. Mm-hmm. It really helps you, like in the middle of the day, instead of grabbing coffee, I grab my peppermint oil, and I inhale it, and it wakes me up. Yeah, so there's, you know, once you start to learn a little bit more about each individual oil and what brings you to it, you'll be able to grab which ones you'd like. And just to go back to Sebastian quickly, he's so used to the oils, I wanted to tell you a really cute story. So he was playing and his feet were real dirty, and I said, come here, honey, let's wash your feet in the sink. And so I washed his feet in the sink, and I dried his feet, and I grabbed my oil, Valor, to put on his feet. And it's just kind of a natural thing. I just grabbed my oils. And he looked at me and he goes, Mama, you're going to use those angel drops on me? And I just looked at him. I thought, these are angel drops. Like, yes, yeah, I'm going to use angel drops on you.
Well, I'm curious, is when he's a little boy, you're using Valor, which is for things like depression. Is that right?
Well, it's also really good just for strength and grounding.
Okay.
So Valor really is, if you think about what the word means, it's courage.
Right, that's true.
And it just gives you strength. Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily mean it's just for depression. It's actually a really grounding, strengthening oil.
Or like it says, Valor.
Yeah, it's Valor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very good story. Well, good for him. So he's going to grow up with a certain amount of knowledge.
He is. Yeah. He is between the yoga and the oils, right?
Does he do yoga as well?
He does. He does, you know, we just do like little light postures with him. I don't like take him through class or anything, but we are going to be offering a kids class very soon with yoga. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, so when you're offering classes, whilst you're talking about yoga a little bit, let's jump into the aroma yoga and tell us how that works.
Well, aroma yoga was the creation of Tracy Griffiths, who is this lovely lady that's been working with Young Living for a long time. And she had a workshop I attended and learned about how to use the oils with yoga. So I took what I learned from her and just kind of created my own little class. And, you know, when you use the two together, you know, yoga is a very healing practice. So when you combine yoga with the oils, you're getting a really deep, intense release sometimes, or experience, or just the ability to combine the two. They're both healing modalities. So obviously when you combine the two, you're getting better results.
So what if you're like stiff or something like that? Would you?
So yeah, if you're stiff, you would use Panaway. You would use peppermint. I always have this little magic concoction that I mix up for my students. It's funny because when you walk in our yoga studio, I would say 9 times out of 10, there's a little grouping by the front desk of everyone using oils. It's like, what oils do you have today? What oil are you using? Oh, I want some of that oil, because now everyone kind of knows, like, oh, these oils feel good. So a lot of the instructors use them. A lot of our students have gotten involved in them.
How wonderful.
Yeah, so it really does feel good, and we diffuse the oil So the second you walk into the studio, it smells lovely and it just feels good. It feels clean. And yeah, so aroma yoga really is just a combination of those two healing modalities. So
what do you do? Have it in the diffuser around your yoga mat?
No, so what I do is I actually distribute. That's a good question. During class, we'll be on your mat, mm-hmm. and I'll walk you through a short meditation, and then I'll walk around and actually put drops of the oils in students' hands and have them activate it, rubbing their hands together, and then inhale it.
And is it always the same for all of them that day?
Nope. I change it up. I change up the oils according to the class. So sometimes I'll teach a class on gratitude. And there's an oil called gratitude. And I'll incorporate that with some other oils. Or sometimes we'll do just a really nice relaxation class and we use peace and calming along with lavender and some other oils. So I try to change it up.
I love that. That's marvelous.
Yeah.
So, do you have more stories? I have a few questions for you.
I would like you to ask me the questions, and then if I have anything else, I'll be more than happy to share.
Well, there's so much. Thank you for that. I'm just fascinated because there's so many people that are on, for example, antidepressants.
Yes.
And there's several things I was going to ask you. One of them is steroids, people that are on steroids and want to get off. Do you have any, not that you're diagnosing and going to tell the doctors what to do, but do you have any way of working with people to help them deal with, for example, deep depression? Or do you have any mental health stories? They may not be really, really extreme ones, but maybe they would be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the ones for depression, the beautiful thing about the oils is that you can look up, you know, I want to give the name of the desk reference guide, actually.
Please,
so that
yeah.
So I'm going to give the name of a book that you can purchase. It's called Essential Oils, and I got the pocket reference because it's a lot less expensive, and you can carry it with you. It's called Essential Oils Pocket Reference 5th Edition.
Okay.
And it's from Life Science Publishing.
Okay. 5th Edition.
5th Edition.
Okay.
And this book in particular is so helpful when you're learning about the oils. In the back of the book, the second half of the book, you can look up any disorder that you can think of. So right now, I just flipped the page and I looked up depression.
Okay.
All right? And I can give you the recommendations, and it also tells you how to use them. So it doesn't just give you the oils. It gives you a protocol. So what you think of when you take a prescription drug, you're taking it at the same time every day. You have you take it as just like your doctor ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of have to do the same thing with essential oils. You can't just use it once and say, oh, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come up with a protocol. So give yourself a month
mm-hmm.
of every single day you're going to do. There's different usages. So let me read you what they recommend.
Okay.
So for depression, diffusing or directly inhaling essential oils have an immediate positive impact on mood. So the sense of smell is the only sense that has direct effects on the limbic region of your brain. And so that really does help control your emotions and release, like we talked about, release negative emotions.
Hmm.
So clinical studies at many different universities show that essential oils reduce depression when inhaled. So the recommendations they have are jasmine, frankincense, peppermint, and some of the blends are valor, hope, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would do is you would look up the application. So for instance, it says either diffuse it or you can inhale it 2 to 3 times a day. You can apply it topically on your heart or on your temples. So you can just use the oil in the way that feels best for you.
You can put a couple of drops in some tea. Can you do that?
Absolutely. You can put drops, or in honey.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix it in some honey and just take a teaspoonful of the honey with the oil.
Well, you know what? Were you saying that? I go, well, what about dieting? Does it help people diet? Does it help people with craving?
It helps people lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
It can really help because it can help control the center of your brain that tells you if you're feeling full.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it can help with that. And it also helps. There's certain oils, I think, in the oil that they have for weight loss is called Sleek. SLIQUE. And sleek has ocotea in it. And that actually helps regulate your blood sugar so that you don't have those spikes where your blood sugar crashes and you have to eat something sugary. So it really helps you stay even.
That's that wonderful desert plant, the ocotea, right?
It is. It is.
Well, that's exciting, but also you mentioned something about skin problems. I know a few people, one fellow is terribly afflicted, and some of them are partially afflicted with psoriasis. Is there any, you suggested lavender with skin problems, and I just wonder.
Psoriasis, particularly lavender is really good for psoriasis, but there are some blends that are really good, and one of them is called Gentle Baby.
Okay.
And Gentle Baby has a mix of, you know, certain oils that are really good for that. And it can really help. You know, like the oils, I'm sure there's a lot of prescriptions out there, but think of all the side effects. These oils have no side effects.
A lot of the people I know who have psoriasis, for example, have been through, all kinds of things, including the psoriasis clinic on the Dead Sea in Israel, you know. A lot of them, and they just give, through the years, they go through horrendous diets, horrendous medical hoo-ha, so it's always a good one to kind of try out some new stuff.
Try something different, absolutely, yeah.
But you would smell it as well, you would take it in, would you not, as well as put it on the outside?
You could ingest it, definitely, and there's also supplements that they recommend, which are, I can look up and tell you some of them as well, but there's also supplements that you can take internally, yes.
So you shift your diet and use the
and use the oils, yeah. And there's an actual particular psoriasis recipe that they give.
Okay. And it's right in the book here.
Yep.
All right.
And
well,
why
don't you read it in case people at home don't have the book and they'll say, why didn't she tell me, for heaven's sake?
Perfect. So the psoriasis recipe is 2 drops of patchouli oil.
Okay.
2 drops of Roman chamomile, 2 drops of lavender, and 2 drops of Melaleuca, which is tea tree oil.
And
so all you would do is you would blend those oils together, and when, come up with your protocol, use it twice a day, use it 3 times a day, and rub it on the areas of concern.
Would you recommend that people ingest it as well?
I would suggest going with the supplements that they recommend.
Okay.
So, for instance, they're recommending an essential enzyme, like something to break down your food correctly, a probiotic, something to alkalize your body. So there are recommendations
good.
For
some
supplements.
Some of the good old basics. Okay, I have a bigger question. I have a wonderful person in my life who has no pituitary. She had it taken out at 10 years old because she had tumor. And now she's in her 40s, and she's really bright and living way beyond what they thought. But
wow.
She's having a lot of reactions in her body, including GERD. Do you know what GERD is? The acid reflux.
I do.
That kind of thing. And I just said, well, you know, I'm going to be talking to someone about essential oils. We'll see if we can find other ways of approaching her health, you know.
I love that.
I do too. And she's a good sport.
Yeah.
She'll try anything. You know, she doesn't want more drugs is the thing that's bothering her because the pain is too great.
Yeah, I mean, it just gets to the point where with the drugs, it's like, it's not worth it. The side effects aren't worth it.
Exactly. And also it doesn't, I was questioning when you were first talking at the beginning with how the essence works in a person's body and in their brain, I'm going, you know, it reinvigorates the etheric part of our organs, if you will, or our lymphatics or our,
yes,
right?
It does.
So
yes,
it's almost
it does.
Like, can you, I'm not asking you for an answer, but I'm just cogitating, can you actually replicate some of the functions on the etheric level? Maybe, just maybe.
You know, I think everyone will have their own experience. And like we talked about, what's your intention behind your use of the oils?
Mm-hmm.
So put that intention out there. What do you want to heal with your body? Why are you using these oils? It's all about intention. And, you know, I'm sure you do shows on manifestation and what you're manifesting in your life and what your intentions are behind it.
Oh, you bet we do. Lots of
them. Yeah, I know you do. I'm sure you do.
But anyway,
and these oils do carry a very spiritual energy. you'll notice when you start to use them that opportunities and gateways appear for new opportunities in your life that you didn't have before. And it just sounds kind of silly to say, for somebody to say, oh, a bottle of oil can do that for me. But when I look at my life and I look at how it's turned around from when I first discovered the oils, I mean, I was in my 20s. I had no direction or purpose. I was using drugs and alcohol. I was trying to escape my life. And sure enough, I found these oils. And little by little, year by year, I mean, my life has improved. I mean, I'm now a yoga instructor, own my own business, have a happy marriage, a beautiful son. I get to help heal people all day long. I mean, I do accredit a lot of it to the use of the oils. I'm able to share something that heals people's life on a daily basis.
Well, it sounds to me, or it looks to me as an intuitive, that a lot of the oils, the impact is to release old densities that prevent manifestations and keep us away from our true self. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. They carry such a high vibration.
And so what about digestive problems? It's the same thing, isn't it? How we digest life, how it's the same thing, eh?
It is. It's the same thing.
Isn't that wonderful? So, so have you got more stories? I love these stories.
I do have more stories. So I have a story about how these oils work on animals.
Oh, great. Okay.
So these oils are, there's actually now a specific kit that Young Living sells for use on animals.
Oh, good.
So you don't have to look it up and see which ones work and which ones don't. They actually have a kit now that you'll know there's one for small animals and one for large animals. But my most recent healing or story with the oils is one of our yoga instructors here, she is a pet sitter, and she came to the studio and she just had the saddest look on her face. And I said, Brandy, what's going on? And she said, I'm cat sitting for my friend and her cat is dying.
Aww.
She has kidney failure and I'm just there with her and she won't eat. She won't go to the bathroom. She's just, all I can do is sit there and love on her, and I can just tell she's in so much pain. And I said, oh, my gosh, Brandy. I said, what about oils? I don't know. Let's look it up. Let's see what we can do. And so sure enough, I look up oils to use on pets, and we looked up, and the only thing I had on me was lavender. And I saw that that was okay to use on cats. So I gave her a tiny little bottle of lavender, and I said, well, I don't know what else to do. I think let's look it up and see how you use it. And there's a protocol called oil petting.
Oh, really?
And it literally is a protocol on how to pet your cat, your animals with oil.
Huh.
And I looked it up online. It was so cute. It was so sweet. You know, you invite your pet over to lay down and rub them with oils. I mean, how beautiful is that?
Aww.
To share that with them, you know? And so I gave her the oil, and she came back the next day, and she said, Holly, I went there with the lavender. I didn't quite know what to do because I didn't want it to be too strong for her. So I just started doing the oil petting, like you said, and I rubbed it on her coat. She said, and within a few minutes, she got up, walked over, went to the bathroom for the first time in 2 days since I've been watching her, and started to drink some water.
Oh, what a nice story.
I mean, you know, it just that alone, like, it just comforted her and relieved her anxiety, or maybe just helped, you know, relax her a little bit to where she could actually just go to the bathroom and drink some water. So it was like, it was a sweet story. And it's not the only story. You know, Susan Hall healed her dog with tumors with frankincense.
Wow, really, eh?
Yeah, he healed her dog. You know, she went to the vet, and her dog was really sick, and he said, I'm sorry, we're going to have to put her to sleep tomorrow. And Susan Hall went home, and she prayed, and she put on that frankincense on her dog, and she said that the next day her dog got up and was walking normal, and nothing happened. And she decided, I'm not taking this dog back to the vet to put it to sleep. And her dog lived for, like, 7 more years. I mean, I don't know what happened or how the dog healed, but obviously something in the oil started helping the dog feel better.
Well, it sounds to me like it could help also in transitions like the actual dying process or the birthing process. Do you know any stories about those?
Well, I had my oils with me in the hospital.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. When I had Sebastian, I had oils on me. I had Valor on my feet. I had Mateo rubbing lavender on me. I had Gentle Baby. Absolutely. My hospital room smelled better than anyone in the hospital.
Was your birthing easy?
It was, actually. I was really, really lucky. I had my son in 6 hours, and there was no complications. It was really easy. I mean, I don't want to say easy, because birth is never easy. But it was definitely, it was beautiful.
I love that story, actually.
Yeah.
And nobody objected to you having a wonderful scent in and around you, huh?
Well, it's, I mean, what can they say?
You smell too good.
It's not like I'm using perfume. You know, they, I mean, really, what are they, there's no regulations against using essential oils in hospitals. And actually, to tell you a story, the lady that I learned about the oils from, about Aroma Yoga, she has a company that she partnered with Donna Karen, the designer, and they have a company called Urban Zen. And what they do is they go around hospitals in New York and they teach doctors and nurses how to use these oils.
Oh, you're kidding. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So what you'll find is certain select hospitals in New York, in the emergency rooms, there's diffusers, and they're diffusing young living oils in these emergency rooms to help keep the calm and to help the nerves and to help the people that are in pain and the trauma.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I think also of older people who get warehoused into these awful places. They have no memory and all that. And I'm going, I'll bet you that could help there, too, eh?
Oh, my goodness. You know how I think it could help them the most? And this
how?
Is really where I find the magic of oils. What I really love to see and what I love to hear is, you know this, and we all know this, is when you smell something, it can immediately trigger a memory.
Yes, it can.
Something. I mean, it can take you back to that moment years ago that you're like, wow, oh, my gosh, I'm back at that house that I used to live in. My house used to smell like this. Or, oh, my gosh, it's the same smell as my grandma's bread when it was baking in the oven. Or, and, you know, that's a powerful emotional memory, you know, to go back to these memories. And it can be either positive or, you know, maybe take you back to something not so positive. But could you imagine these older people in these homes that have lost their memories and maybe using orange essential oil triggers their childhood, spending in the orange groves?
Mm-hmm.
Or a smell like, there's one called Stress Away, and I've told that it smells like, I've been told it smells like Heaven's Donuts. That's what I've been told it smells like.
Oh, that's funny.
But, you know, it could smell like a bakery that they used to walk by when they were young. Or, I mean, that's a beautiful way to incorporate these oils into these, into their lives to help, you know, stimulate memories.
And also, I'm thinking about the deathing process, too. And you were talking about how, starting right off with peppermint, it released sort of resistances in you, the sort of things that hold us back?
It did. It's, you know, it's not just peppermint. It's really a lot of the oils have the ability to do that. So I found that a lot of, you know, in the death process, I would say I've really found valor. If somebody loses a loved one or is going through the trauma
mm-hmm.
of somebody being sick or somebody close to them being sick, I've really found valor to be a very comforting and very healing oil, not only for the person that's losing someone, but also for the person that's sick or dying.
Huh.
So it's just a very grounding, strengthening oil.
Give them confidence as they move
give
through the changes.
Give them confidence, and at least just give them, it calms. It calms and it comforts.
Mm-hmm. What about so joy? Would you bring in joy so they would feel more love in their hearts? And
you know, I'll tell you what. This is one of the things that you are going to be drawn to a certain oil
mm-hmm.
from the situation. So
right.
You may look up the website and say, you know, what is it that's going to bring me, you know, that I need to purchase for this or that I need for this situation? Or, you know, you'll start to end up ordering oils and you'll have them on hand and then you'll say, oh my gosh, this is the perfect oil for this. So, yes, joy is definitely one of my favorite oils. And speaking of a daily protocol, my daily protocol is I put Valor on the bottom of my feet.
Okay.
For spring.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put oil on the bottom of your feet, it disperses through your body in a matter of minutes. So it'll be dispersed and through your entire system when you put it on the bottom of your feet.
Does that mean all your words become valorous as well?
I hope so.
Because I know
so. That would be
garlic
amazing.
On the bottom of your feet, it comes out your breath within 20 minutes, I think.
That if you put what on the bottom of your feet?
Garlic.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Some people, you'll notice if you start to use the oil, some people, my father, actually, if I put an oil on the bottom of his feet, he can taste it in his mouth in a few minutes.
Isn't that great? I mean, it really
is. It is so cool.
Real Roto-Rooters, hey?
Right? It doesn't happen to me. I wish it did, but no, it doesn't happen to me, but it does happen to some people. And I wanted to share one last healing story with you.
Oh, please.
Before I give you my protocol, I'm sorry, I got to go back to that. My protocol is valor on the bottom of my feet and joy on my heart chakra.
Oh, nice combination.
That's what I do.
And joy is a blending, isn't it?
And joy is a blend, and joy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've met anyone who doesn't like the smell of joy. It's a very beautiful blend. It has rose. It has Roman chamomile. I think it has jasmine. It's a really beautiful blend.
Wonderful. So tell us your healing story, and then I want to ask you something else.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm going to tell you the story about a physical healing that I had with the oils. I mean, I've had a lot with, you know, colds and flus and simple things like that, but I've had scoliosis since I was, I think, 12 years old. And it's a mild form, but it's enough to notice. It's enough to where one of my legs is shorter than the other, and it's enough to, you know, sometimes hinder me. And I learned about a technique that Young Living has called raindrop therapy. And when I learned about it, I bought the kit, and I just said, my dad, I said, he loves to massage and stuff. I said, will you just put these oils on my back? So sure enough, I would say on a pretty regular basis, like maybe every few weeks, I'd say, Dad, my back is hurting. Can you put those oils on me? Well, little did I know that those oils are actually designed to help with chronic back pain and scoliosis.
Oh, my.
And after, I would say, maybe a year or two of just these, you know, they were not regular treatments by any means, but they were, I got them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say after about a year, my dad, we were sitting watching TV, and I was in front of him, and he said, Holly, why does your back look like that? And I said, what do you mean, Dad? He goes, come over here. So I walked over, he goes, bend over. And, you know, when you bend over and you have scoliosis, one side of your back is higher than the other, one side is... And he said, bend over. He goes, Holly, your spine has straightened.
Woo! What a
And I
great
thought, Dad, are you
story.
Really? And he goes, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean, what are we doing? We're doing the raindrops. And it was unbelievable. He said, I can't believe how much your spine straightened. I can't believe the difference.
Well, that's a remarkable story, but also your husband and all the healing he went through, that kind of indicates muscle, bone,
I mean,
everything as well.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I mean, to have a shattered vertebrae.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
So when you say raindrop, isn't it any of them that can be put in the raindrop style, or is it a particular scent blend?
It's a particular blend of oil. It's a particular, I'm sorry, protocol of 9 different oils.
Okay.
And Gary Young, who created Young Living, who was an amazing, astounding man, put these oils together in a certain order to be used, and you drop them along the spine.
Okay.
So you don't have to be a massage therapist. You don't have to be, you don't need to know how to massage in order to use them. All that matters is that you get these oils on the spine. And like, for instance, oregano is the first one. And oregano goes in and it actually cleans the receptor sites on your cell so that it can receive the benefits from the other oils.
Oh, my. Really?
Yeah.
And yours hasn't gone back. Yours has maintained.
And mine hasn't gone back. My back is amazing.
Hmm.
I mean, I still get them. I still ask my husband to give them to me, and I still once in a while have my dad help me with them. So I do continue, definitely. But the raindrops, yeah, so they all have a different constitution. Some of them are anti-inflammatory. Some of the oils in the raindrops are anti-spasmatic. Are vasodilators, bringing fresh blood to your cells.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is very, very exciting stuff, isn't it?
Thank you, Veronica. I love my oils.
Yeah. So how does a person start? Do you just choose one at a time, or do you get a beginner's kit, or what?
So I'll give you my website.
Okay.
So my website is www.ylwebsite.
What is it?
/. Holly Zacchino, and that's HollyZacchino, Z as in zebra, so HollyZacchino.com. And this is the website that I would go to if you're interested in looking up the oils, and really what begins to happen is you can look up a beginner kit, and a beginner kit is something like 9 oils, and it has a diffuser, mm-hmm. and it's $150 for the 9 oils with the diffuser, which is a really good price because one of those oils is frankincense, and that alone is an $80 bottle of oil.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when people ask, you know, why are the oils so expensive, I hope in the beginning we talked a little bit about why these oils are pricier than other oils, because you're literally getting 100% therapeutic grade.
And
but,
they're,
you know,
being
when you go
tested
to whole,
and all of that.
They've been tested and they've been proven that they carry these constitution of antioxidants and healing properties. Mm-hmm. So there comes in different kits. And there's the best kit for the best value is the $150 kit with the diffuser, with the 9 oils, and it comes with a catalog. It comes with some information on different supplements. And then you can just start exploring and start using them. They're very self-explanatory. It'll come with a user's guide. And I promise you that you will see a need for these oils, not only with yourself, but with people in your life. It feels really good to be able to offer something to somebody who is going through something.
How Whether wonderful. It be,
right? Whether it be, I mean, the best thing about these oils is sharing them. I mean, if you come across somebody, I've even had a lady in line at the grocery store where her baby was screaming. I mean, to the point where she was embarrassed. The baby was upset. I was like, I can't listen to this 1 minute longer. And I reached in my purse and grabbed out Peace and Calming. And I said, do I do it? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. So I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I know that your baby seems really upset, but can I use some essential oil on the bottom of your baby's feet? It's called Peace and Calming, and I use it on my own kid. And she said, well, okay, yeah. And sure enough, I promise you, within 30 seconds, this baby quieted down.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's
I don't
wonderful.
Know if it's just circumstance or if the oil really, you know, I believe the oils work. But it's just so amazing how quickly they work sometimes.
I love that. And now, we have to say goodbye because this has gone through very fast, too. This is
okay, perfect.
This is like an essential oil in itself. This is
from
Entwistle saying, thanks so much for listening. Look up Holly Vacan. Is that how you say it?
Zacchino.
Zacchino of Yoga Unlimited. No, Be Unlimited Yoga, right?
BeUnlimitedYoga.com.
.com and aroma yoga and all about essential oils, and I'm going to get me some of those.
I'm excited for you, and I'm definitely here to answer any questions. So I have my phone number on my website, and I would love to do personal consultations at no charge and help people if they have any questions with the oils.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and help yourself to the podcast, which will be up in a few days. Thank you for your time, Holly, and for your inspiration.
Thank you so much.
All right. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.